Good evening. Please join me with Tiana Bacoff. Anna Bacoach, Gedula Chimincha, Tati Tzerura, Alphabet Gibbon, Yudtaf Tzadi, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sagvenu, Taharenu Nora. Nun Gimel David. Kufr Eshalach Sintet Nun. Two words cross Satan. Tear up the Satan. And the two letters of the month of Adar, the Kuf, which is the double agent, which feeds the negative side when we don't give them any of our energy through our mistakes. The Kuf that created the constellation Dagim, fishes. And the Gimel that created the planet Jupiter, Tzedek. Na gibor dorshe yehudcha kevavat shamrem. Nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin. Nun gimel dalet is a sequence that has a gematria of 57, which is the same gematria as the Hebrew word zan, which means sustenance, parnasa. Yud Kaf Shin is the sequence that we can use to take back the energy that we've given to the other side through our mistakes. It's related to tshuva, but in a different frame. Barchem tacharem rakame sidkatcha Tamid Gamlem Bet Tetresh Tzadi Taf Gimel Chasin Kadosh Biro Tuvcha Nael Adatach Het Kuf Bet Tet Nunayim Yachid Geyeh Lamcha penei zochre kedushatach. Yud Gimel Lamed, Pei Zayin Kuf. This sequence we use to speed the spread of the wisdom of Kabbalah during the sixth millennium, our generation. Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shinkufav Sadiyutav. And the last line we say in a whisper, which we call silently. But I will say it out loud for the purposes of teaching. Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Leolam Vaed. Before we get started in reading the Zohar tonight, does anybody have any questions? I think you have to do star 6 to unmute your phone. Okay. We're starting the Zohar in the portion of Tetzaveh. The title of the section is the Matzot and the Counting of the Omer. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kunenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kunenehu Tachatzi Chai Ihu Rugza Di Ihu Kom Sitra Achara Kima Di Amaran Divae Barnash Li Istamra Mine Ul Itz Parasha Me'alo Vi Ad Kiti Velohe Masevka Lo ta'ase lach, lach begin liyavasha garmach, ukiv batre, et chag hamatzot, tishmor tishmor, da sitra kedush kudusha, devae barnasht v'natra le, v'lach yachlaf le begin sitra achara ve'ich yachlaf, Le ha ihu masiv, v'saiv l'kol man dekariv b'chadeh. Come and behold. This anger is idolatry, the other side, as we have said before. Thus a person must guard himself against it and separate from it. Therefore it is written, You shall make you no molten Elohim. Shemot chapter 34. Make you means you shall not harm yourself. And immediately following it is written, The feast of unleavened bread shall you keep. Keep refers to the side of holiness that a person should keep and not exchange it for the other side. If he exchanges it for the other side, he becomes defiled and defiles whoever comes near him. Et hag hamatzot tishmor, hai yihu, atar diikre shamor, ukich ketiv et hag hamatzot tishmor, shivat yamim, tokol matzot ka'asher tzviticha, shivat yamim ilein, lav inun keshivat, hayamim v'sukot diinun lila'in, Ve'ilein tata'in ve'alda ve'inun chalel gamor Ufhadei lav chalel gamor Ve'al di'inun letata shivat yamim Tokol matzot Matzot ketiv chaser ve'la vav Di'ad la shalan inun Yomini la'in raza devav This is a place called Shmor. Observe, be careful with, guard. Namely Malchut, it is called Shmor. Therefore it is written, The festival of Matzot shall you observe 7 days. Shall you eat Matzot as I have commanded you. Shmot chapter 34. In the Esther Dibrot, in the book of Shmot, it When talking about Shabbat, it says to shamor Shabbat, to guard Shabbat, to observe Shabbat. And then in the book of Deuteronomy, it says to zachor Shabbat, which means to keep Shabbat. So this verse is talking about the word, the idea of what is shamor. Because we are taught that Shemor Shabbat, guarding Shabbat, is the Malchut level, and Zachor is the Zeranpin level. Zachor means to remember. I'm sorry, I said to keep. But it means to remember. So memory is a level of Zeranpin, and guarding is the level of Malchut. These 7 days of the festival of Matzot are not like the 7 days of Sukkot, because those of Sukkot are supernal, namely the seven Sefirot, Chesed Gevurah Tiferet Netzach Hod and Yesod, of Bina, that Zachar and Nukva ascended and clothed. But those of the festival of Matzot are of below, namely the seven Sefirot, Hesed Gevorah Tiferet Netzach Chodin Malchut, and Yesodin Malchut of Malchut. Therefore, during those of Sukkot, we say Hol Halal. But during those of the festival of Matzot, we do not say the whole Hallel. And because they are 7 days of below, of Malchut, it is written, 7 days shall you eat Matzot. The word Matzot is found wanting, namely missing the letter Vav, to show that it was still the interval prior to the dwelling upon them of the supernal days that incorporated the secret of the letter Vav, which is there on 10. The itema kevan dahai raza dahag hamatzot it kadash amai nachta dehatanenan mealein bakodesh lila morirudin amai nachta v'tata be'inun yomin tatain. If you ask if the secret meaning of the Feast of Unleavened Bread has been sanctified, since on the first night of Pesach, male and female were sanctified and received the mochin of supernal Abba and Ima, that is, they rose to be a garment to them, why did Malchut again go down from her place? Have we not learned that one should enhance, raise and not lessen, lower the importance of holy matters? Why did she go from Abba and Imo down to the lower 7 days? Passover, Pesach, it's literally a free lunch. The energy comes in on the first night of Passover, and outside of Israel in the first two nights of Passover. The energy comes in, but the people, the nation in bondage, had not earned that light. Yet they did not feel bread of shame. That day, that energy is available to us on the first night of Pesach. It's a free lunch. There is no bread of shame on that day. And the exact same light comes in on Sukkot. And in the 7 days of Pesach, which is the first 7 days of the Omer, this light is building the vessel of chesed, basically, of mercy. So this verse is talking about, or asking the question, really, if Pesach is Malchut, why is it missing the Vav? Well, it shows us that it's not Zeron Pin by being the missing Vav in that word. But still, why do we not say the whole Hallel is the question that's being asked. The itema kevan dechai raza dechag hamatzot it kadash amai nachta dehatanenan my alin bakodesh velamo ridin amai nachta letata beinun yomin tatain. If you ask if the secret meaning of the Feast of Unleavened Bread has been sanctified, since on the first night of Pesach, male and female were sanctified and received the mochin of supernal Abba and Ima. That is, they rose to be a garment to them. Why did Malchut again go down from her place? Have we not learned that one should raise and not lessen, I read this already. That's what I was starting to talk about. How did I get misled? I apologize. What I was talking about is on the first night of Pesach, this free light, this light comes into the vessel. Essentially, Malchut raises itself and unifies with the upper Sfirot, the Sfirot that really normally do not enter into our world. And that's what the idea of free light is, free without removing bread of shame. But then once she was there, why did she leave? That's the question that's being asked. Tachatzi kativ v'kiper v'yado uv'ad beto v'gomer man dikaper itzterich. V'kapra alei v'kadmeta uv'atar al bete kegavna da chai darga sha'ari le'itkadsha u'nafka Bikdusha lekapra ale vekevan dihu itkadash ba'e vekapara al bete ulkadsha lon ve'alda nachta letata lekadsha bete uvma vekadesh lon the Israel diotata vekevan di'ilein mitkadshan ve'anan v'salka Lala Ela de Ha Kad Beta de Matronita Itkadshat Kedem Salkat Le Ela Le Itkashra Inun Yomin Ilain Le Ela. Come and see, it is written, and make atonement for himself and for his house. Vaikra, chapter 16. To teach that one who atones has to atone for himself first, and afterward for his household. Similarly, this grade, namely Malchut, started to be sanctified and to emerge into holiness during the first night of Pesach, in order to atone for herself. As soon as she was sanctified, she had to atone for her household and sanctify them. Therefore, she came down to sanctify her house. How are they sanctified? It is through Israel below. Once they were sanctified, they need to raise her up, because when the house of the queen, which is Malchut, is sanctified, she then rises to be connected with the supernal days above. So the answer to why Malchut came down was to sanctify, to elevate, to raise up. The idea of the word kadosh means that you've been picked, that you are elevated by something outside of yourself picking you, choosing you. That's built into the concept of holiness. We have pure and impure, but holiness means that something that was pure was picked up and elevated even further, and it becomes holy. Malchut went up to the upper worlds, to Abba and Ima, and became sanctified, became holy. And now it comes back down to Malchut, to Israel in the physical world, to sanctify them, us, to choose us and elevate us to become more holy. And that allows us to elevate. V'alda anan avdin hushpana v'kiyuma al kaimin begin di'inun yomin yomin ila'in inun v'kein Bekol Zimna Vidyal Barnash Leinun Yomin Ilain Bain Bitzlota Bain Bishvacha Itztarich Lekaima Al Draglo Yargin Vegufa Kachada Taman Yakin Vegufa Lekaima Kibu Kura Dekaima Bechele Bela Kenukva Diarcha Lema Mechav Viod Begin Shivacha Dialma Ila'a. For this purpose we make a reckoning, meaning that we count the Omer, standing on our feet, because the days that we count are supernal days, namely the Sephirot of Zeranpin, which is male. Likewise, every time a person enters the supernal days of Zeranpin, both in prayer and in praise, that person must stand on his legs, so that the legs and body serve there, in Zeranpin equally together. The legs and body must stand like a man who stands with power, and not like a woman who customarily sits. Also, for the praise of the upper world, one should stand. Most people don't ask the question, but in the course of the prayers, there are times that we stand and there are times that we sit. And then there are different minhagim, different customs, in different approaches to the prayer. But as a general rule, when one is standing during a prayer, one is drawing the energy, channeling the energy into Malchut. And when one is sitting, one is manifesting that energy into Malchut. So this verse is telling us that as the Omer, it is important that we stand, that we draw the energy that allows us to cleanse a particular sphira within ourselves. We draw this energy, and that's why we stand when we count the Omer. The interesting metaphor that the Zohar brings, it says that a woman customarily sits. But the question could be asked, does the woman customarily sit because that's the custom in prayer? Or did the custom in prayer start because of the energy of female, the energy of receiving? It's a question that I don't yet have an answer to. It's similar to the understanding that in Kabbalah we never do something to celebrate history. The holidays do not come to commemorate a historical event, something that happened on a particular day, in a particular year in our history. That's not why we have a holiday. We have a holiday because the energy of that day manifests in the holiday. So we understand that Jerusalem is a holy city because the energy of Jerusalem is holy, not because the temple was built there. The temple was built there because of the energy of the place, not because the temple was built there do we call it holy. Uvgin di'ihu raza di'kura nashim baturot mehushbana da'avala mitchayavan l'mimne bar dekurin leit kashra kol chad kadka yeot kegavna da yera'e kol zekurcha dekurin v'la nashin begin deraza vivrit bidkura Ihu vila benukva, ugin de kaima, raza la ela, nashin la mitchaivan. Since the counting of the Omer is the secret of the male, for we draw the supernal sephirot of Zeranpin, women are exempted from this counting. Only the men are obligated to count in order to bind each one properly. Thus all you males shall appear. Shemot chapter 23. For the males are obligated to appear, but not the women. This is because the secret of the covenant is in the male, but not in the female. Since the secret is above in the male, in Zeranpin, women are not obligated. Again, this is an interesting aspect, and it shows the inconsistency with the typical understanding of our answers. The women are not obligated for the positive mitzvot, except for three. Family purity is one. The doing Shabbat is two, and baking challah is three. It's really not so much baking challah per se, but it's creating a Jewish home, creating an environment of holiness that allows the Jew to live as a Jew serving Hashem. The explanation that is given for why a woman is not obligated for the other positive mitzvot, saying the Shema twice a day, counting the Omer in this discussion, hearing the reading of the Torah on Shabbat, etc. The explanation that's given is that anything that's time-bound, time-sensitive, dealing with a particular action at a particular time, a woman is exempt from performing because her obligations of building that Jewish home, taking care of the children, is more paramount, and she should not... It's basically impossible to raise children and accept the prayers and other forms of positive mitzvot at specific times of the day or week or month, etc. But if we really look at those three, family purity is clearly time-related. It's not time in the sense of a clock, but it's time in the sense of a monthly cycle. A little bit of an inconsistency. Not too much, but a little bit. The idea of keeping Shabbat is clearly time sensitive. Shabbat comes once a week. When we go into Shabbat, things change. The spiritual world and the physical world unify automatically. It's like the free lunch of Pesach. So we have a little bit more of inconsistency. And baking challah, which is really about keeping and creating the Jewish environment, the Jewish home, while not specifically time-bound. There are so many other explanations that just don't hold water, and this is one that never satisfied me. V'raza olifna haka divkal shivat yomin me'ilin. Yomin ilain nadla kedusha yomachad de ilain tata e vechai tata a, ikre shavua tiit kadash, v'shiva yomin ilain v'ken v'kol shiva, v'shiva me'inun hamshin yomin ad v'la, ad biklal v'kad ishtakahu, v'ba'in u'tesha yomin ilain ishtakahu, v'tata sheva yomin, tiit kadashu v'hug v'kol chad ikre. Shavua de al be inun Sheva vialda kativ Sheva Shabbatot Tamimot Tihiena Begindi inun Nukvin Natkat Kira Lishana de Ktukvin. Here we have learned a secret throughout the seven supernal days of Zeranpin. One of the lower days of Malchut becomes holy. This lower day of Malchut is called a week because it is sanctified from the seven supernal days. Similarly, it is so for each and every seven of these 50 supernal days. Until but not including the 50th day, meaning that the 50th day is not included among those which amend the lower days. When there are 49 supernal days present, then below in Malchut, her 7 days are sanctified, because each day is amended by 7 supernal days. For through Chesed Gevura Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod and Malchut of Chesed of Zeranpin, Chesed of Malchut is amended, and through Chesed Gevura Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod and Malchut of Gevura of Zeranpin, Gevura of Malchut is amended, and so on in this manner. Each one that is amended in Malchut is called a week, because it enters into those 7 supernal days. Therefore it is written, 7 complete Shabbatot shall there be, Vayikra, chapter 23, which indicates the 7 lower days, which are Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut, of Malchut, as each one is called a week, because they are female, being the 7 Sefirot of Malchut. The Torah uses the feminine suffix for them, as is written, 7 complete Shabbatot shall there be. Shabbatot is feminine. Excuse me. You also can get and understand the relationship between the number 42, as in the Anabah Koach, the 42-letter name of God, and the 49 days, or the 49 years going into the Jubilee, because as you make holy Zeranpin, and on its level of 7, you elevate the one day called week that's in Malchut, and make that day holy through the process of cleansing the spiritual. We make the physical also cleansed. V'kad itkad dashu v'hu uveta mitat kna v'itchabra itta bevala k'dein ikre chag shavuot me'ilun nukve desharu alayhu ilun yomin ilain de'itkadashu v'hu uvkich k'tiv v'shavut otechem Inun dilkon vela kativ b'shavuot, agin dehaki name mitkadshin, Yisrael etata imchon. When the seven Sephirot of Malchut are sanctified through them, the 49 supernal Sephirot, the house, which is the seven Sephirot of Malchut, that were not corrected during the first night of Pesach, is prepared so a wife would unite with her husband, namely so Malchut would join with Zeranpin. This is called Shavuot, the holiday of weeks after the females, meaning the seven Sephirot of Malchut that are called 7 weeks, as mentioned above, over which the supernal days dwell, which are the 49 days of Zeranpin, through which they are sanctified. Therefore, it is written, in your feast of weeks, Bamidbar, chapter 28, which means that they are yours. It is not written in the feast of weeks, because just as the seven Sephirot of Malchut were sanctified, which are called weeks, Israel below were also sanctified with them, because Israel below depend upon the sanctification of Malchut, from whom they receive. Therefore it says, in your weeks. V'alda kad matun l'tesha v'arba'in yomin ha'hu yoma ila'a v'alayhu v'ihu yoma v'chamshin d'shalit al tisha v'arba'in yomin raza d'klala d'oraita. Tisha, the Arba'in Anpin, Undain Hahu Yoma Ila'a, Yoma Dechamshin Be'ita Ruta, Diltata Apik Oraita, Kedalach Tisha, the Arba'in Anpin. When we reach 49 days, that supernal day which is above them, the 50th day, which is Bina, rules over the 49 days. Namely, the 49 Sephirot of Zeranpin, which are the secret of the entirety of the Torah, meaning Zeranpin that is called Torah, that has 49 aspects. Then the supernal day, which is the 50th day of Bina, by means of the awakening of the lower beings, produces the Torah, which is Zeranpin, meaning the Malchut of his first three Sephirot, which is the entirety of the 49 aspects, corrected through the counting of the 49 days. And that's the end of the section. The next section is titled, Even the Sparrow Has Found a Home. Rabbi Elazar Patach V'Amar, Gam Tzipor, Matzah Bayit Udror, Kain la asher shata ufrochecha et mizbechotecha v'gomer kam tzipor mitzmatza bayit ilein tzipara tzipare shemaya deminchon shavyan madurechon levar uminchon shavyan madurechon Poveta, Kigon Diror, the Ihu, Ofa, the Shave, the Ure, Boveta, the Kol Barnash, Bela, Nakhil, Amai, Begin, the Kola, Karan, Le, Diror, Mai, Diror, Hiru, Kaftal, Aleph, Ukratem, Diror, Vatargumo, Hiru, Veda, Ihu tzipor duror, deha miyoma, diaved kina beveta, apik benin madore, ubebeta, kamshin yomin vulvatar, mit parshan ilain beilain, veda hu, ofa de ikre duror ichuru. Rabbi Elazar opened the discussion saying, even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow, the Hebrew word is dror, a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Your altars, Tehillim chapter 84, Even the sparrow has found a home. These are the birds of the sky. Some of them nest outside, and some of them nest in an abode, the dwelling place of a man, like the swallow. The Hebrew is dror. That is a bird that places its nest in the homes of any man and has no fear. Why? Because everyone calls it dror. What is dror? It is freedom. As it is written and proclaimed, liberty. The Hebrew is dror. In its Aramaic translation, it's freedom. Such is the swallow from the day it nests in the house and has young. It lives, the Hebrew word is dar, in the house 50 days, and then they separate from each other. This is the bird that is called dror, which means freedom, which alludes to Bina and Malchut, is called sparrow. Tachatze ma ketiv ikrashtem et shanat chachamishim shana ukratem bedor ba'aret mehaka nafka kiru kola ugin denafka mine kiru oraita denafkat mine ikre kiru v'al da ketiv karut al hulakot Al tigre charut ela charut veda oraita. Ve'it kere charut dechama yapik yoma da ila'a. Igre chiru. Ve'yuhud chiru dekola l'chai yoma. Ihu chiru ila'a begin de'it chiru. Tata'a v'chiru Ila'a he ila'a. He tata'a chiru ila'a chiru tata'a. Shemita yovel kachada inun. Come and behold, it is written, and you shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout the land. Vayikra chapter 25. The 50th year is Bina, for from here freedom emerges to everyone. Because freedom emerges from it, the Torah that emerges from Bina is called freedom. The Hebrew is charut. Therefore it is written engraved, the Hebrew is charut, on the tablets, Shemot 32. Do not pronounce it charut, but rather charut, for this is the Torah that is called freedom. Because whatever this supernal day, which is Bina, brings forth is called freedom, and it is freedom for all. That day is supernal freedom, because there is upper freedom and lower freedom, meaning the upper hay, which is Bina, and the lower hay, which is Malchut. Upper freedom and lower freedom, which are sabbatical year, which is Malchut, and Jubilee, which is Bina, are as one. Meaning that they clothed each other, and then Bina is called upper freedom, and Malchut lower freedom. That's the end of section 8. Tirein Nachame Aklu Yisrael Chad Kad Nafku Mimitraim Aklu Matzah Lechem Oni Vechad Bemadbarea Lechem Min Hashamaim Diktiv Minani Matir Lechem 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 Min Hashamaim Vialda Karbana Yokma da nechama ihu v'al nechama itkerivu kol sha'ar karbanin v'nachama ihu ikar diktiv v'chikravtem al chalechem shivat kevasim v'gomer mimosh v'otechem tiviyu lechem Mem Tedufa Vegomer Dida Ihu Nachama Di Achkimu Be Yisrael Hachmata Ila'a Dioraita Bialu Biarchata Biarchacha. Two types of bread were eaten by Israel when they left Egypt. They ate matzah, the bread of affliction, which is bread from Malchut. And in the wilderness they ate bread from heaven, which is the bread of Zeranpin, that is called heaven. As is written, Behold, I will raise bread from heaven for you. Shemot chapter 16. Therefore the offerings of this day for the Feast of Weeks is bread, and all the other offerings were offered with the bread. The bread is the main part, as is written, and you shall offer with the bread seven lambs. You shall bring out of your habitations two wave loaves. For this is the bread with which Israel became wise with the supernal wisdom of the Torah and entered its ways. Hashta it lan the istakla be pesach naftu Yisrael minachama the it kere chametz. Ketiv la yerea lecha chametz. Uktiv ki kol ukel machmetzet. Ma ta ama begin yikara dechahu nachama the it kere matzah hashta the zaku Yisrael minachama. Ila'at yatir la ye'ot chava le'itzpat la chametz ve'la itchazya kalal v'yamai karbana ta chametz chava diktiv solet tihiena chametz te'afechna v'tu d'chashta v'yoma da itzpatal yetzer hara v'yoraita v'itkirei Piru Yishtachachat. You shall now observe that during Pesach, Israel came away from the bread that is called Chametz, as it is written, and there shall no leavened bread, the Hebrew is Chametz, be seen. And for whoever heats that which is leavened, Shemot chapter 12, what is the reason that they abandoned Chametz? It is because of the honor of the bread that is called matzah. He asked, now that Israel merited a higher bread, the bread of Zeranpin, would it not have been proper for the chametz to be abolished and not be seen at all? Why was the offering of the first fruits bread chametz? As it is written, they shall be a fine flour. They shall be baked with leaven. Vayikra, chapter 23. Also on this day, the evil inclination was negated, which is the secret of Chametz, as the Torah, that is called freedom, was available. Why then did they bring Chametz? Ela lemalka dahava le bar yechida v'chalash yoma chad hava ta'iv The Mekol Amru Yekul Bere Demalka Isvavta Da Viade Kul Le La Yishtakach Mekla Umzona Achara Bebaita Avdu Haki Kevan Diakal Chahu Isvavta Amar Mikan Ulchala Yekul Kol ma de idhu te'iv v'la yakil l'nazka le. He answers, this is similar to a king who had an only son who became ill. One day he wished to eat. They said, let the king's son take his medicine. But before he eats it, no food whatsoever should be in his house. They did so. After he had taken the medicine, they said, from now on he may eat whatever he desires, and it will do him no harm. Pach Kad Dafku Yisrael Mamitzrayim La Chave Yade Ikara Viraza Dimhemnuta Amar Kucha Barichu Yitramun Yisrael Isvavta Viad Yechlun Asvavta Da La Itchaze Lechon Mekhla Achara Gevan Viklu Matza Dehis Asvavta Lemeal Uminda Beraza Dimhemnuta Amar Kucha Barichu Nikan Ulhala Itchaze Lon Chametz Vieklun Le Decha La Yakil Dvenaska Lon Vekashin Divyoma Deshavuot Izdaman Benachama Ila'a Dihu Israelta Nikola. Similarly, when Israel left Egypt, they did not know the essence and secret of faith. The Holy One, blessed be He, let Israel taste medicine, but while they take this medicine, no other food should be visible to them, namely chametz. As soon as they had eaten chametzah, which is a secret, which is a curative to aid in coming into and knowing the secret of faith, which is malchut, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, from now on, chametz is suitable for them. And they may eat it, because it can no longer harm them. And more so on the day of Shavuot, when the supernal bread of Zeranpin is present, which is a complete cure. The Ad Mikarvin Chametz Leitokta Al Madvacha Umkarvin Tirein Nachamin Acharanin Kachada Bechamet Etokta Benura Demadk Becha Vela Yakil Lishalta'a Ulnazka Lon Liyisrael Ugine Kach Yisrael Kadisha Itavaku Be Bekudsha Barichu Yasvavta Dioraita Yoma da v'ilmale chavo natre Yisrael tirein sitrin v'nachame ilein la chavo alin v'dina li'almin. Therefore we offer chametz, which is the evil inclination, to be burnt on the altar, meaning through the offerings that are offered on the altar. Two other loaves of bread are offered by waving them together. Others means in addition to the offerings. The chametz, which is the evil inclination, is burned in the fire on the altar through the offerings and cannot have a power over nor harm Israel. Therefore, Israel cleaved to the Holy One, blessed be He, on this day through the remedy of Torah. If Israel observed those two types of bread, namely matzah and the holy supernal bread of Zeranpin, they would never be punished. Yoma de Rosh Hashanah de Ihu Yoma de Dina de Lav Ihu Ela Lehinun de La Nadlu Mekla Yasvavta Vishaku Leasvavta de Oraita Begin Mekla Achara Dihu Chametz Dehai Biyoma Da Badarabish Hiya Chachu Chametz Salka Umkatraga Ale Bekor Devarnash Bialshin Ale Dihu Kaima Biyoma Da Mekatraga Al Alma Bekucha Barichu Yaktiv Bedina Al Kola Vada'in Alma. The day of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, which is the day of judgment, is only for those who did not take the medicine, which is matzot. and abandon the remedy of Torah. For through these two remedies, the other food is fixed, which is chametz. What are the two remedies? One is Rosh Hashanah, and the other is Pesach. On this day of Rosh Hashanah, that chametz ascends and accuses the person and slanders him, and is on this day an accuser of the world. The Holy One, blessed be He, sits in judgment over everything and judges the world. Uvgine kach kad yachav kudsha barichu oraita l'Israel ad im lechu mehahu nachama ila'a dechahu atar yumigoy Migoy hahu nachadma havo yadin umistaklin beraze deoraita demechach beorach beshar beha ukmucha mila inun havraya berazin ilain birkim kid kam run. Because of this, when the Holy One, blessed be He, gave the Torah to Israel, He had them taste that supernal bread from that place, Malchut. Through that bread, they knew and observed the secrets of the Torah so as to walk the right path. And the friends have already explained these matters through these secrets, as we have said. Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbi Elazar v'Rei Chavo Azlei V'Archach Chavo Azlin Imchon Rabbi Abba v'Rabbi Yosei Ad Chavo Azlei V'Ara'u V'Chad Sava Dehava Achid Bidei Chad Yeduk Va Ad Dehavo Azlei I'Ara'u V'Chad Sava V'Chava Achid bidei chad yanuka zakaf eno Rabbi Shimon v'chama le amar le the Rabbi Abba v'dai ilain chadtin v'in dagi gaban v'bachai sava. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar, his son, were traveling on the road accompanied by Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Yossi. While they were walking, they met an old man who was holding a young boy by the hand. Rabbi Shimon raised his eyes and saw him. He said to Rabbi Abba, "Assuredly this old man has new ideas for us." Kad matu legabe amar Rabbi Shimon bebatul tekuf tirach legabach ta atit man ant amar le yuda Ana amar milin chatin v'day yoma da legabach amar le la'an hu ar'an arach amar le v'yura ava b'inun b'rishe madbera v'havena mishtardal v'yoraita v'hashta atena liyushuva ומיטב בצילה וקודשה בריחו ואילן יומי דיארכה שביעה דה. When they reached him, Rabbi Shimon said to him, "Why do you come with a load tied to your back? Meaning, do you not have a donkey to carry your load? Who are you?" He said to him, "I am a Jew." Rabbi Shimon said to him, "You must definitely have certain new matters with you today." Rabbi Shimon said to him, "Where is your country?" He said to him, "I used to live among those who retired to the wilderness, for I was endeavoring there in the Torah. Now I have come to civilization to sit in the shadow of the Holy One, blessed be He, during the days of the seventh month." Chadei Rabbi Shimon Amar Nativ Badai Kuchabarichu Shadrach לגבן, אמר לי חייך, ונשמע מילה מפודומך, מעינון מעילים, חתים, עתיקים ונת תמודה. תמן בבדברה מחי ערכה שביעה וימי, התפרשתן, השתה מבדברה, ומתב יבישוב עבר. ישובה, אמר לי החו סבא, בשלט אלתה, דה ידנה דה החמתה. אמר לי החו סבא, בשלטה, דה ידנה והחמתה, גבח, מילח, מתו לירקיה, והחמתה. רבי שמעון rejoiced, and said, let us sit, because certainly the Holy One, blessed be He, ascends you to us. He said to him, upon your life, we shall hear a word from your mouth of those new yet old matters that you planted here in the wilderness concerning the seventh month. Why did you leave the wilderness to come to civilization? The old sage said to him, from this question, I know that you possess wisdom, and your words reach the firmament of wisdom. That's the end of the section. We've been reading, studying for about an hour, so perhaps there's some questions before I sign off.
I'd like to know, even though the women are exempt from keeping most positive mitzvot, they should be able to. Is there any restriction?
No, there is no restriction. If a woman accepts the obligation that it's between she and Hashem, there is no limitation on doing the mitzvot. It's just the consciousness. On one level, it's the consciousness that to be able to say the Shema by 9:17 in the morning when you have children shrying for their breakfast is a little bit difficult to do sometimes. And recognizing that, the women became exempt from the obligation. But there's nothing to stop a woman from saying, I accept this mitzvah, I accept this obligation.
That's good news. So is it encouraged? If it's possible for a woman, is it encouraged for her to do so?
No. Or?
It depends on the community you're involved with. It's known that the wife of Rabbi Meir, who was one of the writers quoted in the Mishnah, it was known that she wore tefillin, and the explanation was, it was also known that she was a male soul who had reincarnated as a woman for tikkun purposes, and that she needed to wear tefillin to correct that soul. That's written in the Talmud. But it depends on the community that people are involved with. There are certain rabbis who will suggest strongly that a woman not accept the mitzvot. And there are other rabbis that will indicate that it's quite, you know, whatever the woman is choosing to do, it is appropriate. There's an interesting... Unfortunately, it's really a long bad choice of words to say interesting. There is a machloket that is taking place and has been taking place for about 15 years now, and I don't know if it has been resolved or not. But there was a group of women who wanted to participate in a Rosh Chodesh minyan at the wall and chose to wear tefillin and tzitzit. A talit, you know, the large talit. And they were initially the women in the at the wall were upset through their ignorance that it was okay to, they thought it was not okay for a woman to wear tefillin. That was what had been taught to them. And it was taken up by the spiritual bet dins, the physical bet dins who managed the wall. And these rabbis ruled that there was no halakha that was being broken, but the women shouldn't be in front of the wall because it wasn't modest. They shouldn't invite people to stare at them. And therefore, while they were not doing anything incorrectly, it still was not correct for them to be there. And they... And they then gave them another location, which, according to one woman that I spoke to, is much closer to the Holy of Holies. It's underground. It's a very spiritual place, and these women were asked to do their minyan there rather than at the wall. And the women, there's a book describing this whole process. Ultimately, the women took the matter to the Israeli Supreme Court, and as of the year 2004, which is when I read the book, or 2005, the Israeli Supreme Court had not ruled on the matter. But it, as the woman who said to me and was knowledgeable about this issue, she indicated that she wasn't sure that it was preferable to be at the wall because it seemed that the place that the minyan takes place is much more spiritual even than the Western Wall. I'm sorry to stop your other your continuing question, but I felt it was important to give a full perspective.
I'm glad you did. I was just going to ask the question. The women are supposed to be modest and at the wall and being inviting the public to stare at them. I was just wondering if that's what they're implying when they go to the wall.
Well, you broke up. I didn't quite hear the punchline, but
then I was just wondering if men were doing the same thing. They were inviting the public to stare at them if they went to the wall. I mean,
well, since it's more prevalent for men to wear tefillin, people don't stare at a man for wearing tefillin.
Okay,
you're not church, God forbid, but. The idea of a woman wearing tefillin will draw attention because it's not a normal occurrence. Whether it should be is another question. But in our society, in our understandings, in the way people deal with things, they don't. My own daughter, who went to a conservative university and graduated with a degree in Jewish education, and who works as a director of Jewish education. While she was attending the school, she attended daily minyans. And it was a requirement that she attend the minyan, primarily to learn the prayers, because that's part of what was going to be taught. And in those minyans, she, is a, being conservative school, they were given a choice. Did the girl... The, Did she choose to wear tefillin? Did she want to accept that obligation? She was welcome to do so. And she chose not to. This is something she thought about long and hard. And she said she just did not feel the need to do so. So I'm just reporting. I don't really understand the issue.
Well, you've given me a lot of information, and I appreciate it. It's good information. I like the stories of women at the wall.
Every Rosh Chodesh, they walk to the wall. They meet and walk to the wall, and then they move away from the wall to the location underground that they've been given to hold their minion on Rosh Chodesh.
Where is it located?
I'm sorry?
Is it at the mount? Is it underneath? I mean, where is it?
The location? I'm not really clear on where the location is. I believe it's underground but quite close to the Holy of Holies.
Oh, my. It's getting better.
So,
very much.
I mean, there are also disagreements as to whether the Western Wall is actually the Temple Wall, even though 2,500 years of history has indicated that it is. There are archaeologists who disagree. According to Halakha, a Jewish person is not supposed to walk on the Temple Mount because they might step into the Holy of Holies, which is not appropriate for a Jewish person. And therefore, to be safe, the fence is built around it, so they're not supposed to go up there. And the start of the first Intifada was created by Ariel Sharon when he walked on the mount. By being a Jewish person, he was not a religious person, and who knows where he is now in his coma. He literally went up on the mount, was one of the few ever, but as a secular Jew, he did not hold by the halakha. And that was by him being there, that was the cause celeb that created the first intifada, as I understand it.
And surely after that,
you broke up. Please say again.
And was it shortly after that he went into his coma?
No. This was back when he was Minister of Defense. And it was in the 90s, I believe. It was during the Lebanon War, which was actually the 80s, the first Lebanon War. I'm not sure when, but...
It was due to one of his actions that he went into the coma. I can't remember what... No.
Well, there are people who say that. I'm not aware of any direct connection. But of course, all illness is tied into our own actions. So, rather than point the finger at another person, it's let's look at ourselves and how to improve ourselves. Because as we change ourselves and cleanse ourselves and improve ourselves, we actually improve that spark of us in each and every other human being. Because we are all connected and all unified, even if we don't see it.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Not right now. Answer. And everything you cover is beautiful.
You're very welcome. The announcement section of the tomorrow night at 10:30 will again be reading from the Zohar. And next week, on Tuesday, I believe, I haven't decided whether we're going to be talking about anti-Semitism or if we're going to be talking about the 13 attributes of mercy. It will depend on how much research I am able to get done. But I look forward to speaking to you all then. Have a beautiful Shabbat, and enjoy your day.
Thank you, Shabbat.
Shalom.